I never used the word punitive. That was your word. I didn't ask if any punitive action had been taken.
I apologize.
Was there anything as minor or modest a disciplinary action as a written, well, let's say an oral reprimand of any employee at Sound Transit for this improper disclosure, as its outside counsel characterized it, of 173,000 personal emails of Sound Transit customers?
Within communications, we sat down and we retraced every step, and we quickly discovered what we would not repeat in the future.
So the answer is no. There was no oral, even an oral reprimand that was taken against any Sound Transit employee, to your knowledge.
Well, within communications, because the mistakes were honest, it wasn't so much a person that needed to be reprimanded as the process and the technical infrastructure of how we store our data.
I'd like to see if I can get a straight answer from you. My question was simple. It was a very simple, straightforward question, Mr. Davison. Was there an oral reprimand, to your knowledge, made by Sound Transit against any employee for this improper disclosure?
So there's
yes
two primary departments involved here, Senator. There was a legal department, which Q Dean works in earlier, and the communications department. In the communications department, the department I manage, I did not orally reprimand, but we did spend significant time dissecting the issue and postmorting it so it wouldn't happen again.
Very good. Thank you.